This is the Project Management Podcast. We bring project management topics to beginners and experts. Find us on the web at www.thepmpodcast.com or send your emails to pmpodcast@gmail.com. Hello and welcome to episode number 78. I am Cornelius Fichtner. This is the Project Management Podcast for the 28th of September 2007. Nice to have you with us. How many project management books do you read per year? One, two, three, five, or even more? If you do read them, then you'll know the value that new books have in our profession. They take us to the next level. Whether it is a book on Napoleon, on project management, or one that's called Surprise, Now You're a Software Project Manager, they all move our profession forward. So, what kind of thoughts would a new project management book titled The Fiddler on the Project evoke from you? For me, it evokes that if I were a rich man, I would probably invest in it. Our guest today is Rich Maltzman, PMP, and he would like you to write this book for him. Yes, you heard me right. He wants you to write his book, or at least parts of it. Listen to the interview to learn more and get involved in some project management, social networking. Today's episode is sponsored by BOT International, the provider of processes on demand. Are you setting up a PMO? Such things as PMO processes, policies, best practices, templates and tools, tips and techniques, executive dashboards, etc., 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 can be quite time-consuming to put together in a usable manner, not to mention maintain. Used by more than 600 PMOs, Processes on Demand solves this problem by providing customizable processes and templates, policies and dashboards, and integration features to Microsoft Project Server and SharePoint. Installs in minutes, fully customized in a day. To learn more, visit www.botinternational.com. If you are a regular listener, and I hope you are, of course, you know that at this point we normally do announcements, then some helpful resources, followed by our feature interview. Today we're taking a shortcut because of my extremely busy schedule at this time of the year. This weekend, as you are downloading this on October 28th, I'm attending a three-day seminar in Ontario, California. And the weekend after that, I will be at a four-day seminar in Atlanta. And that's why we are now heading right into our main topic, the interview with Rich Maltzman. We will resume normal programming again when I can get some breathing room. Rich Maltzman has been a project management supervisor since 1988, has trained adults in PC use and project management since 1985, and oversaw projects as large and as important as the successful deployment of the entire video and telecom infrastructure for the 1996 Summer Olympics Games in Atlanta. After this, Rich focused on consulting and teaching at the Boston University's Corporate Education Center, Merrickman College, Northern Essex Community College, and the University of Massachusetts Lowell. His primary focus as a consultant is increasing project management maturity and understanding for better results. So, enjoy the conversation with Rich Maltzman. Fellow project managers, today we are talking to Rich Maltzman about a new book called The Fiddler on the Project. The interesting thing is, he isn't really the author, because the author is you. But we'll get into that in just a minute. First of all, hello, Richard, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cornelius. Great to be here.
Well, thank you very much for giving us your time and for being here. Now, the book is called The Fiddler on the Project. And I know already it's based loosely on The Fiddler on the Roof, which is a musical, a play. And why don't you tell us a little bit about The Fiddler on the Roof?
Okay, well, first we'll give you some background on The Fiddler on the Roof so you're oriented for what this crazy idea is called The Fiddler on the Project. Yes, The Fiddler on the Roof is a story about a gentleman named Tevye and his five daughters. And it's really about struggling in the harsh conditions they had to deal with. And the way he and his family use tradition as almost a defense against the conditions that he's facing. There's a lot of sub-stories, of course, and a lot of humor and drama and great music. But really, in our case, it's just a backdrop and a theme for the story we're telling about project managers.
You said in our case.
Yes.
You are not doing this alone. There is Rich and Ranjit, right?
That's correct. My colleague Rajat Biswas and I are writing this together. If you want a little bit of background on
yes,
the two
please.
Of us,
yes, please.
We have together more than 50 years of project management experience. We've worked at various companies. Ranjit right now is in a pharmaceutical company, biotech, and I've been in telecom and education throughout my career. So it's a varied background amongst the two of us, and we've worked together on deploying telecom networks, and we've worked separately now in different companies and decided to work together on this book, and as you say, along with you, meaning all of you listeners.
Your plan is to write this book collaboratively with a lot of people out there. Now, why did you come up with this idea of wanting to write it collaboratively? I mean, are you just lazy and you don't want to write it yourself?
Well, that's it. You hit it right on the head. Well, actually, you did. From a creative standpoint, not that we're lazy, but we don't have all the ideas ourselves. And when we started to come up with this plot, and by that I mean the plot for the book and the plot as in a plan to do this, one of the subjects that came up in the outline was collaboration and project management, and it just seemed so obvious to us. Let's let the chapters that have to do with collaboration be written collaboratively. And so we jumped to that conclusion and have a mechanism for doing that, which we'll talk about later, I hope.
Yes. So let me get this straight. The book, I've seen the outline of the book, and I see you talk about scope, time, cost, risk, HR. It very much sounds like you're aligning yourself with the PMBOK guide, but not every single one of those chapters is going to be written by the community at large. You've selected certain chapters then that you're going to write collaboratively?
That's correct. We've opened up one chapter in particular called The Balancing Act. That mm-hmm. entire chapter is available for people to read and edit. But if you were to ask what percentage of the book is to be written collaboratively, that's hard to say because people are making suggestions that are structural in nature, and that may, you know, have a big impact on the book's content, because someone may say, hey, you missed this whole vein of information. Loosely, as you said, it follows along the lines of the PMBOK guide's 9 knowledge areas, and we do want to cover those 9 knowledge areas, and we do want this to be a thorough book, but in being thorough, we think that collaboration is an important piece.
Yeah.
That's something that's not covered that well in the PMBOK guide, at least this third edition. And I'm actually collaborating on the fourth edition. I'm one of the many editors involved in the fourth edition of the PMBOK Guide. So I'm that's one of the things I hope to have it cover. But in any case, it's the book will be opened up so that just a couple of chapters, for now this one chapter, The Balancing Act, will be open for editing, is open for editing, and is being edited collaboratively. And then we've also told people to go ahead and just slap us right in the face and say, what are you thinking? This whole idea is crazy. Or this chapter should be here and so forth. So the percentage will be hard to tag, but it may be fairly high because we're going to listen to people.
You know what they say about too many cooks, right?
Yes.
How are you working with the fact that you have, at the moment, I think you have about 50 collaborators, right, on your book? How are you working with the fact that, you know, you can't
have everyone give their voice. And 50 people, it's probably too much. You can write a PIM blog with 50 people almost.
Absolutely. Well, we have in that order of people who have visited our site and left a comment, but sometimes it's just something like, great idea. And on the wiki that we're using, in many cases, people are just giving us, I would say it's almost, if you keep the analogy of the kitchen, people are walking by and going, smells good. Some others are saying, more salt, less salt. And, of course, we can't listen to everybody, and you cannot please all the people all the time. But we're doing our best to use our judgment in combination with the judgment and comments and creativity of other people to come up with a good solution.
Understood. Yeah, that's going to be difficult to really sift through all the ideas and making sure that you get the meat onto your bone here. Now, you mentioned the wiki that you have, and we're going to have the URL to your wiki on the show notes on the website. Could you give it to us quickly, please?
Sure. The wiki address is http://fiddleronetheproject. That's all one word, fiddleronetheproject.bluewiki.com.
Why Fiddler on the Project? What got you to take the Fiddler on the Roof idea and turn it into a book about project management? It almost seems impossible.
Well, I had been thinking about taking my experience in both teaching and learning from students, as well as my work at my company, and kind of condensing that into a book of some kind for a long time. And I had always thought that it needed something to differentiate it from other books. And, of course, there have been many books that have used some kind of theme, Napoleon and many other themes, and that's a good idea. And I've just waited until something struck me. And this idea just struck me, the visual of someone balancing on a roof, the concept of someone needing tradition to shore them up, but constantly being pushed around by change, and then the whole concept that projects are all about change. That just struck me. And interestingly, I gave this idea to Ranjit. He had not heard of this play or story, or maybe had just heard of it. He listened to the soundtrack on the way to work one day, and it was so striking to him, he drove past his exit, he drove past the following exit, almost drove, in fact, may have even drove into Rhode Island, our neighboring state, and I know in the Northeast our states are smaller here in the U.S., but he literally drove miles and miles out of his way because he was entranced by this idea. And the more we got into it, the more we found direct quotes and song snippets that fit right into the project management genre right from the soundtrack.
Well, it's good that you didn't choose Wagner's Nibelungensaga because he was up in Canada.
Besides the fact that I could spell it for no matter what.
Yeah. How do you relate the Fiddler on the Project to project the Fiddler on the Roof, excuse me, to project management? How do you do that? I mean, I don't really see it. Explain
sure.
it to me.
Well, obviously that's what the book will cover. And just to give you some overarching ideas and some specific examples, if you'll allow me, the overarching idea is that the fiddler, the fiddler is an imaginary character that Tevye sees that reminds him of the need to have tradition. But also he's balancing in this very precarious situation. He's on a treacherous surface. And that's really the connection, that a project manager is a fiddler. He's or she's someone who has to keep the music of the project, keep the conducting, if you will, the overall orchestra of life, or in this case of the project, going despite the fact that things are changing all around them. And we came up with this idea that change is important and tradition is important, and that peak of the roof is actually the fiddler or the project manager having one foot on change, the need to implement the project, and one foot on tradition, which comes back to collaboration, the common wisdom and the collaboration and the history and the assets that the company and that the organization has. And also, if you really enjoy, if you watch the movie, and I really recommend this film or play, what it's all about is keeping a sense of humor, a tremendous sense of humor, because there's some real funny stuff that happens in this story, along with the bitter stuff that happens. And the need to keep that sense of humor despite the desperate situations, if you don't have that as a project manager, many of you who are seasoned project managers know what I mean, you will either fail, go crazy, or both. So, if you will, some examples of specifics from the play, from the musical.
Yes, I'd like to know how do you relate the songs at all to project management?
Absolutely, Cornelius. We tie in some of the songs, some of the lines from the songs directly, and the dialogue directly into the book. And you'll start to recognize project management here. What I'll do is I'll give some of the scenarios from the book, and you'll see how they tie in. For example, there's a song tradition where Tevye is saying, who has the right to do this, and who does this, and who does that? Who's responsible for this? And if you know the song, you know what I'm talking about, and I won't torture you by singing. But that song is really about a responsibility assignment matrix. Who does this? Who does what? Who's responsible for this? Absolutely is a ram. Also in that song tradition, it breaks into dialogue at one point, and there's a situation where the town gets into a huge argument about something that happened a long time ago, where someone sold a horse to someone else, but it was discovered later to be a mule, and there's this big argument of whether it was a mule or a horse. Well, what they were doing was talking about scope verification. And it goes on and on. In this famous song, If I Were a Rich Man, one of the lines says, I'd have one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down and one more leading nowhere just for show. Well, that's gold plating. You know, and that's one of the things that comes right out of the Pembok Guide, the idea of gold plating. In the song To Life, one of the nicest lines, one of the great takeaways from the whole musical is this whole idea of using kind of matter-of-fact humor. They sing, if our good fortune never comes, here's to whatever comes. Well, that's passive risk acceptance.
Yes.
So I won't go on and on, but there are probably scores of these, excuse the pun, scores, that fit well into project management's genre.
The people who participate, do they have to know anything about the Fiddler on the Roof?
I would say it is a help if they do. However, again, this isn't, they're not writing from scratch. There is a chapter pretty much written that is being criticized, edited, hopefully not erased, but edited, just like an entry would be in Wikipedia.
And how do they participate? How do they sign up and then start working on it? What's the process?
Well, there's three things we're really doing, Cornelius, on the wiki. One is a survey that we're doing, and we're getting good participation on that. But I think after getting on such a well-known podcast, it's going to skyrocket. So, the survey gets at a lot of things, such as your main question: Have you ever heard of the Fiddler on the Roof? You know, can you synthesize that into this? But the question really just is, you know, how well do you know the Fiddler on the Roof? It goes everywhere from I never heard of such a thing to I've been to the play 10 times. And so we're getting data that way. And people are, it's a fun survey. There are jokes and this humor injected right into the survey. So we're getting good participation on that. It's very fast. The second way you can participate is by using the wiki as a wiki. That is to just get on there and edit the whole page. And the third way you can participate is if you have a brand new idea or want to just write on your own, write comments, write a chapter, rewrite a paragraph without using the wiki in the usual way, we have a whiteboard that people can jump on and just write away. So we're trying to use these three different techniques to collect, you know, everyone has their own mode of communication, and some people have, you know, obviously just seen this and then sent an email to us as well, which is, I guess, is a fourth way to collaborate.
So what's in it for the collaborators? What do they get? Fame? Money?
I don't even know if we're getting any fame or money here. I think they're getting the same thing we get out of this, a chance to participate in the community, a chance to say what they want to say, to be a voice that's heard, a chance to be intellectually involved in something that's intellectually stimulating. And if we have a chance later, I can talk about collaborative writing in general and some examples that are happening on a broader plane than project management, if there is such a thing. I would say that the benefit they get is intangible.
What kind of project managers are you looking for? Do you want the new project manager who's just had his or her first project? Or are you looking more for the seasoned 15, 20-year veteran project manager to help you out on this?
Well, my first reaction, if 15 and 20 years is seasoned, then I guess Ranjit and I are withered and ancient. I would say that... that obviously folks who have fallen in holes and have climbed back out are more qualified.
Yes.
To add to this. However, at the same time, I know from my teaching that someone who's just hasn't even fallen in a hole yet and just starting out in project management, maybe comes from another discipline, often has something incredibly valuable to offer. So mm-hmm, I'm mm-hmm. going to wimp out here and say we really want it all.
You want it all. You want it all.
Yes.
Right. Let's move over to the other collaborative efforts that are going on the web. Of course, the most well-known one is definitely Wikipedia. That's probably the primary collaborative space on the internet for general collaboration. What others have you found?
There are some others, and Wikipedia obviously makes the news a lot because of the accuracy and sometimes lack of accuracy of their articles. I think they put a lot of effort into it. If you want to know more, first of all, about wikis and the way it's changing the economy and the whole work environment, I really want to recommend a book on the subject called Wikinomics by Don Tapscott and Anthony Williams, as well as if you don't want to read that whole book, although you probably will after listening to this, there's a Harvard Business Review podcast, episode 31, that has an interview with one of the authors and has some excerpts. And rather than read that, there's one fantastic story about a gold company, a mining company. And you really have to hear this story. It's absolutely amazing. After hearing that, and how this company turned itself around from a few million-dollar company into a multi-billion-dollar company in a short time using collaboration, you will certainly become somewhat inspired about this. So Wikinomics is a good book to read, and this HBR podcast is a good episode to listen to.
And you're telling me there is no money in
all
this for you?
10% of gold. I'll be satisfied. In fact, I'll drop it down to 5.
Yeah.
I'll split the 5 with Ranjit. It's not a problem. But that's the background. But a lot is going on. Like you said, Wikipedia is very well known. The word wiki, for those of your listeners who don't know, is from the Hawaiian word quick, for quick. And the idea is basically just that it's a very quick way to put knowledge from a community together into one coherent space. It obviously does have the risk of, sabotage, if you will, but it's amazing as a way to preserve knowledge how it can help. And I know in our community of outstandingly ethical project managers, we'll have nothing but good stuff happening on our page. So, in the greater sphere of collaborative writing and knowledge management, there's quite a bit going on. I would say that there's a website your listeners can go to if they're interested in this called the Knowledge Board. It's just www.knowledgeboard.com. Project management writers have been covering this. There's an article in Project Times that actually has a great quote. Just do some basic math. If you have a 10% attrition rate, which isn't uncommon at a company, and you don't retain any more than 50% of your knowledge via some kind of a knowledge management system, Again, just do the multiplication. There may be no shared corporate knowledge in that company in just 5 years. You know, you've just lost it all. The World is Flat, a book by Thomas Friedman, excellent book. It's not strictly about collaboration, but it does talk about, in fact, it draws its name from the idea that we've gone from a tall tower of hierarchical command and control to one of connection and collaboration. So his main theme, again, the one that named it, is based on this idea of collaboration. There's a couple of other projects out there other than Wikipedia that people should probably know about. There's another competitive, I guess you could say, collaborative encyclopedia called Citizendium, and that site, that's Citezendium. This is, you could almost think of it as a limited membership Wikipedia, where you have to be qualified to make an entry, and it's not anonymous. So in this case, they have a little more control over how the editing is done. So the accuracy level is higher, their coverage is lower, but their accuracy and depth is much higher.
Do you happen to know of any other project management related collaboration projects that are going on?
I don't, but I will refer you to something that where we can help, and maybe your listeners can help shore up project management in this effort. There's a book that's being written, a business book. So this is broader than project management. It's covering business management, and it's called We Are Smarter Than Me. That's the name of the book, and the book has a website, of course, that you can go to and collaborate on. And I do not want to steer people away from Fiddler on the Project at BlueWiki.com. But if you go to WeAreSmarter.org, www.WeAreSmarter.org, you'll find an interesting website. And I don't see much in that business book about project management. I've put a little bit in there, but if you Google through or search through the book, I don't find too much yet. On our own field, our precious field of project management is sadly underrepresented. So we need a groundswell of people who are either prolific authors or just someone who wants to donate a paragraph to go to that site and make it more of a project management site. But to your original question, I don't know of too many other devoted project management collaboratives. Sites. Obviously, you know, there are such things such as PM Lessons Learned. That's a blog that takes some advantage of collaborative networking. But I don't see too many that are geared towards putting together a book, for example, putting together a body of knowledge.
Yes. Well, other, of course, than the big project management body of knowledge, but it's not a public collaboration format like you have chosen or like Wikipedia has right there.
Correct. Right.
Brilliant. This is excellent. This is an absolutely wonderful project, and I really wish you all the best with this. You said the book will be coming out towards the end of the year, right?
That's the goal, but knowing the triple constraint and knowing my own propensity to go for quality and content, the side of the triangle that will swell and push out is probably the time side. Now, I don't mean that to say that we'll be out after the end of the year, but if it is, it will be because we really want to see, I'll say, hundreds of collaboration contributions as opposed to just the 40 or 50 we have now. So I would rather wait and have that, at least that chapter and that concept on collaborative writing be shored up by actual collaboration than to rush it out.
All right. Now, many people listen to the podcast on their way to work. So some of these people, they are now, you know, pulling into the car park. So before we go, why don't you repeat the URL for your wiki so that when they get to their workstation, they can log on right away and start collaborating?
Thank you for that chance to do it again. The web address for the collaborative effort is http://fiddleronetheproject.bluewiki.com, and there's no E in BlueWiki. It's BLUWIKI.
Thank you very much, Richard. Appreciate your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Cornelius.
And that was our conversation with Rich Maltzman, which means that this is also it for today. Thank you very much for listening. As always, you can find us on the web at thepmpodcast.com. And if you are a project manager who wants to become PMP certified, you can visit pmprepcast.com. In our sister podcast, we teach you concepts, tools, and techniques that you need to know in order to pass the PMP exam. Please send your emails to pmpodcast@gmail.com. And when you write, please tell me where in the world you are writing from. Our next episode will come your way again in 2 weeks. Next week, that is October 4th to 7th, 2007, I will be at the 2007 PMI Leadership Conference in Atlanta. If you are there as well, why don't you introduce yourself? And finally, we have this. One advantage of fuzzy project objectives is that they let you avoid embarrassment in estimating the corresponding costs. Until next time.